Digital technology and the 2026 World Cup. Enhancing access for blind and vision impaired fans. The 2026 FIFA World Cup in Canada, Mexico and the USA promises to be one of the most accessible sporting events ever, thanks to rapid advances in digital technology. For blind and vision impaired fans, following the action is no longer limited to traditional radio commentary. Today's tools offer richer, more immersive ways to watch, listen and engage with matches in real time. Watching the World Cup. While watching may seem visual by nature, modern broadcasting has made significant strides in accessibility. The main feature is audio description services, often called descriptive commentary, and will be a key feature of many official broadcasts, with the BBC having this available for all games aired. These provide detailed narration of on-screen action, explaining player movements, expressions and crowd atmosphere, bridging the gap between sound and sight. Streaming platforms are increasingly integrating accessibility settings directly into their apps. Smartphones and tablets allow users to activate audio description tracks, adjust contrast, zoom into key areas, or use screen readers to navigate menus. For those with partial sight, features such as high contrast modes and customizable text sizes can make interface navigation significantly easier. Also, for some people, having a screen physically closer to eye improves the viewing experience. Second screen experiences are also growing in popularity, in which you have the live match on one television whilst using apps linked to the World Cup to check real-time statistics, scores from other games and live watch-alongs. Listening to matches. Listening remains a core way for blind and visually impaired fans to enjoy football, and it continues to evolve. Traditional radio broadcasts, including BBC Radio and international sports networks, are expected to provide extensive live coverage with expert commentary. However, digital audio platforms now offer even more flexibility. Internet radio apps, podcasts, and official tournament apps allow fans to switch between commentary styles, languages, and level of detail. Some services even provide enhanced commentary, streams that include additional analysis, crowd noise balancing, and contextual insights that deepen understanding of the game. Voice assistant technologies such as smart speakers play an increasingly important role. Fans can simply ask the smart speaker for live scores, match updates, or summaries without needing to navigate screens. This hands-free access makes it easier to stay connected during daily activities. Looking ahead, the 2026 World Cup represents a milestone in inclusive sports broadcasting. With continued innovation in digital accessibility, blind and vision impaired fans can enjoy a fuller, more engaging connection to the game than ever before. Whether through detailed audio description, smart listening tools, or interactive apps, the beautiful game is becoming more accessible and more immersive for everyone. Official UK platforms. The 2026 FIFA World Cup will run from Thursday the 11th of June to Sunday the 19th of July, with the opening match taking place in Mexico City and the final held at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. In the UK, all 104 matches will be shown free to air across BBC and ITV, who share the television rights and split the fixtures between them, with both broadcasters also showing the final. Live TV coverage will be available on BBC One, BBC Two, ITV One and ITV Four, while streaming will be provided via BBC iPlayer and ITVX. For radio listeners, BBC Radio 5 Live and 5 Sports Extra will deliver full live commentary throughout the tournament alongside digital access through BBC Sounds, ensuring comprehensive coverage for fans who prefer or rely on audio.